Hey there, welcome to Cosmic Confessions, a podcast by your spiritual besties.
I'm Alex.
I'm Avery.
And I'm Melissa.
Coming at you unhinged,
unfiltered, and unedited.
Join us on this journey as we explore the profound,
the practical, and the unlimited potential within us.
Let's awaken our spirits, ignite our passions, and elevate our lives together as the universe speaks and we listen.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 2 of Cosmic Confessions. We're so excited because we are getting into all things cosmic this episode, hence the shirts. Aves, take it away. What's our confession?
All right. So today's confession is that when we meet you, we're probably going to ask if you know your sun, moon, and rising sign. Just want to know if you know, because then we know what's about to happen here, the exchange of events. So today's episode is called, like, do you know your sun, moon, and rising?
Yeah. Do you know what's your zodiac sign?
What's your zodiac sign? I love when that comes on. Okay. So let's go back. Okay. So I'm reading from a cheat sheet, but that your sun sign represents your ego and motivations in the world. Okay, so the sun is probably what you know. Like, if you were born in January, you're probably a Capricorn or an Aquarius. Like, you, most of you know that. The moon governs your emotional natures. Okay, so how are you emotionally in this world, in relationships, as a learner, as a person? And your ascending or your rising sign speaks to the energy that you put into the world. So how you show up. I always say it's like your your face, or right? Like how you show up in the world. So should I dive in what I am?
Yeah, I think maybe before we share like our individual like astrology stuff, yeah. I think it just would be helpful just to mention why this might be helpful for people along their journey.
Definitely.
So I used to do astrology readings with people, and what I always used to say is astrology is just another tool of many tools that you can use along your spiritual journey. So the whole deal with astrology and like your birth chart is people believe, and some astrologers believe, that knowing the exact date that you were born, the time that you were born, and the location that you were born, it provides you like a snapshot or a picture of the stars and cosmos, the exact moment that you were born. So some people believe that learning your birth chart, or your natal chart as they call it, can really speak to, like Avery said, these different parts of your life and your personality. And it's how you naturally, like how you're energetically primed to show up for different parts of your life. So I just find that astrology can be very valuable to people because it's just, it gives a language to energy. It gives a language to your personality, to how you, like your knee-jerk reaction, like how you would show up in conflict or relationships or your career, right? So as we kind of share, you know, some of our personal astrology and like our experience, take what resonates and leave what doesn't. But everyone has like a unique blueprint, so to speak.
Yeah.
So I just think it's fun. I also think that it's... Not that you want to judge people based on their zodiac sign, but let's just say that
maybe you do.
Yeah, like the different zodiac signs, they really are different, like archetypes or personalities. So and types of energy and like flavors. So it's just really coincidental. At least if you don't believe in it, that's fine. But it's very coincidental how fire signs kind of show up to life in a certain way, air signs a different way, water and earth, you know? So just take what resonates and leave what doesn't. But I just wanted to mention, like, that's how you can get your birth chart information. There's a lot of, just do the Google. There's a lot of websites out there and like apps out there that can help you decipher. Of course, you can meet with like a legit astrologer to like go through it. But I just wanted to mention
that. Yeah, no, that's a good
point.
Before
you share your personal astrology.
Yeah. And there's also what, like fixed signs and what is it, fixed?
Yeah. So the other, that's like another layer. The other thing when it comes to astrology is that if you want to understand astrology, just understanding the four elements is really helpful. Earth, air, fire, water. Because every zodiac sign is in that. And same thing with fixed signs, cardinal, mutable. They're all related to different elements. So don't get too hung up on the word, so to speak, but really just do some research after this episode. And of course, if you have questions, you can comment and like let us know, because we've learned a lot along our own journeys.
Yeah, definitely. Because I always thought that I was just showing up as like an Aquarius, and I was just like a weird alien trying to exist on this earth. But there's so many, there's layers to that. There's so many
layers. And the only... Maybe I'll mention one other thing, and then I'm done. And then you have to riff on your Aquarius journey.
Okay.
The thing what makes this so complicated is you don't – yes, there's like a sun above us, right, and a moon and a Mercury and like a Venus and a Jupiter and all the things. So there's like these celestial bodies above us. But astrologers believe that you also have these energetic planetary influences within you all of the freaking time. So it's like – yeah, you're your sun sign, but you're also your Mercury and your Jupiter and your Venus. So it's like 19 different facets of a personality in one person. So I just think astrology can be helpful so you can nurture and honor those different parts of you in a way that puts language to it. And that's what astrology can do. It gives language to energy.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
Love the explanation.
Okay. So
take it away.
Okay. My sun sign is that I'm an Aquarius. It is a fixed sign. So usually it means that like I don't like change, which was very true as a child. Like if something ended, like my world was ending. But now as an adult, I embrace change, and I know that change is always happening. That's what's constant, is changed. So that has changed in my life, just like the experiencing my life as like a fixed sign. We are the water bearer, right? So Aquarius, aqua, water, right? But we're actually an air sign. So sometimes we can come off like a little aloof or detached. I am very good at disassociating. My favorite line is, I'm all done. Like, I say that about situations, people, events, like the Irish goodbye. I'm not Irish, but I could just like bounce. Like, if I'm all done, I'm all done. So that's my sun sign, right? We're known as like the humanitarians.
Humanitarians.
Thank you. So we like look after the collective, right? And I feel like that has to do a lot with like my doula work, right? Like, I want to help moms or families that are going through childbirth. So it's a very good sign that, you know, I like community and I'm just trying to like change the world. Like, that's, and I do feel like that. I do want to like raise the vibration of the world. Now, my moon sign is that I'm a Cancer, and that is how you show up emotionally. And fun fact, Cancers are just emotional. So it's interesting how I could be so detached and dissociated because of like being an Aquarius, but Cancers are emotional. So, and I think that's like an example for me is like when someone, every time someone has a baby, I cry. Like, every time. I've been doing this since 2020, and I'm still just like have this like huge emotional release. You know, it's like you're at the best day of their life, and they're usually crying. So I'm just like, boop, empathetic, catch that energy, and I cry. My rising sign is that I'm a Gemini. So that's what motivates me, and that's kind of how like I show up in the world. So I could see how sometimes, and Geminis are known for like split personalities, like a twin sign, and I could be very like, I'm either out dancing and like reckless on the dance floor and people are like, she's drunk, and I'm like, I don't drink, but it just like I come off like so like over the top, like especially in while dancing. And then the other part of me is like, I want to so bad be like a monk in a cave and just like meditate and do my japa beads and not talk to a single person for the rest of my life. Like, that's like two extremes,
so
right?
It is so you.
I'm either like off the wall dancing or just like oming in the corner. So I feel like I really am my sun, moon, and rising. Like, truly, it's like a good mix. And what I like about astrology is that I understand people more. So when I met my lovely friend over here and found out her signs, I was like, oh, okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
So why don't you tell us?
So I'm a triple Scorpio, which is a pretty dangerous combination. So, and I will say, for context, for those of you who are not big into astrology, these two are a lot. They have dove a lot deeper than I have. So I'm more of like the newbie who's like sprouting, right? But I had my beautiful Melissa read my birth chart, which Well, when I tell you, like, if you are skeptical, get your birth chart read. Is that, did I say that right?
Yeah.
And you will be mind blown, because there is some, like, people drop the word astrology a lot, and I think that it's become, like, kind of a trending, like, more of a trending thing, but there really is so much depth and clarity that is created when you actually understand your chart. That being said, when Melissa read my chart, like, it was everything that was just like, yep, that's me, yep, that's me. Oh, my God, that makes so much sense. Like, oh, I understand. But anyway, so back to being a triple Scorpio, right? So as a Scorpio in general, right? So just being a Scorpio, I am very intense, right? Very passionate. When I love so hard. I love unconditionally. I am a protector. Like, my people are my people, and I will defend them to the death. In that, right, in that passion, which is, like, so sensual and sexy and beautiful, and you can see it from my energy when I walk in a room, and I feel like just, like, physical touch is my number one love language on my terms. It's very, I am very open when I want to be, but I will very quickly disconnect and not allow as soon as I feel any boundaries being broken or taken over, in a sense. And for me, with that passion and with that intensity, right, because you think of, like, Scorpio, we're water, so we dive really deep. And into the ocean, it's like the depths of the ocean where it's really dark and mysterious and scary. Like, that's where I live, but I'm trying to get deeper because it's still not deep enough, which goes so hand in hand with what I do for a living, right? Of diving into the emotions, understanding the depths of our personality and our behaviors, and understanding why we are the way we are, how we show up, and how to really use that in an empowering way. And for me, with this depth of, like, the passion, the beauty, and all those things, also comes this, like, very mysterious, very, like, not wanting to always be understood, although I want to understand everything about you all the time. And then also very quickly is, like, one of my shadow aspects, right, is this aspect of, like, not being able to really forgive if I get burned, or being, because I'm so protective, that can be also intense sometimes. And I think there is, with every sign, right, there's the shadow and the light. And I think that within being a triple Scorpio, it's like I feel things so intensified, which can sometimes, like, knock me out, but at the same time it can bring such beauty. And Melissa used this example so perfectly when she was reading my chart of, basically, it's like you have a bunch of people standing in a room, and everyone's kind of, like, you know, they're conversating, whatever, there's a big carpet in there, and everyone's, like, kind of sweeping their stuff underneath the carpet, and there's, like, a big pile of everyone's stuff in the middle of that carpet, and everyone's around it, and everyone's ignoring it, no one's really, like, looking at it, entertaining it, and I basically walk in, and I, like, look around, and I take that carpet, and I just, like, flip it up, and I am like, all right, we're getting into all of this. Like, we are clearing all the dirt, and we are understanding why it's here and how we can actually remove it and release it and allow ourselves to understand it. So I think that with being a triple, it is fiery and intensified and beautiful, and it also has, you know, the shadows of that. I can be pretty intimidating, I've heard.
But I actually love Scorpios. A lot of my girlfriends are Scorpios. My sister is a Scorpio. I'm very close to you. Another friend, a mom friend of mine, she's a Scorpio, and, like, I need you guys. Like, you're good for Aquarius, because, like, we need to be reminded of stuff. And same with, like, Melissa, fire sign, I need that fire sign, because she also has to remind me to, like, you know, step it up, lady. Don't be so soft. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. So good. I love it. And I don't know if you want to add anything, because...
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a perfect analogy about Scorpio. Because, like, again, like you had mentioned, every sign has a light and shadow, right? It's two sides. You can't get one without the other. It's a coin, right? So there's preferred aspects and then non-preferred aspects. Some easy aspects and then maybe some challenging aspects, and, like, how that energy can show up, that archetype can show up. And, yeah, I think that's part of the medicine of that type of archetype. It's gosh, like, you just want to clear the decks. Mm-hmm. Like, the trauma stops with me. It might have started generations ago, but it stops here. Mm-hmm. So I think that's part of the, like, every mm-hmm. sign has its own medicine. And like, as Avery had mentioned, yes, I'm a fire sign. I'm not going to get too much into my big three, but I could just riff on my sun sign alone. So I'm mm-hmm. going to do that. Okay. So my sun sign is Sag, good old Sagittarius. And as you've probably seen before, Sag is that depiction of the centaur, right? So it's the horse on the bottom and mm-hmm. like the ripped buff hot guy up mm-hmm. top, right? Mm-hmm. Like with the arrow, you know, like from what's that movie? Like Fantasia, like, yes. You know, like the centaurs. I don't know why it's coming to mind right now, but they always have like a bow and arrow. And so the whole symbolism behind that and that whole symbol is always seeking higher truth. Like, so the mm-hmm. arrow is always pointing towards the heavens and trying to seek philosophy and higher truth. And
it's on your shirt.
Yes, and the divine. Yeah, see, that's why that's the narrow, right? Mm-hmm. And the centaur, so like the horse, so they're also like the freedom seekers of the zodiac. Mm-hmm. So no, you cannot put us in a cage. We have to run free. Mm-hmm. But we're also like jacked. No, just kidding. I'm just so kidding. Great. No, but we're also – it's supposed to be the philosopher up top. So mm-hmm. it's like we're also very much ruled by our mind. And we always – oh, my gosh. I am the truth seeker. I, like, sniff it out. Like, I have to know the truth. It, like, feelings aside, mm. I don't care. What is the truth here?
Mm, yeah.
So I've always been in reckless pursuit of truth, whether it be just embodying that in my own life, helping other people discover their inner truth and what that means, even though it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard to do that. But I eat up higher education and higher knowledge. Like, just, oh my God. If I could go back to college mm-hmm. and like have 5 PhDs, I would. Oh my I'm God. Not going
Me
to.
Too.
I'm not going to. But that's why I think that I get along with both of you so well, is because we all can like riff on like the deep stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, I eat it up. I eat it up like candy. I love it. When it comes to fire signs, I just want to riff on fire signs a little bit. Like Avery had mentioned, like Melissa kind of like lights the fire under your butt. And that's – just think about fire as an element, right? It's very initiating. Mm-hmm. It's very generating. A flame can just burn on its own. It doesn't need anything else. However, shadow aspect, you can get burned too. There's also this quickness with fire signs where sometimes fire signs struggle with impulsivity. Mm-hmm. It's like, wait. And they just go. Mm-hmm. the wildfire just like happens, right? Yeah. Which can be medicinal and helpful to make quick actions in your life and like take risks, but it can also be not so good too. Mm-hmm. So just keep that in mind when it comes to fire signs as mm-hmm. well. I have a lot of fire in my chart, very, very fiery. But then I also have some earth placements in my chart too. So that does like help ground me down mm-hmm. and keep me a little bit more okay, balanced in that way. But the whole thing with like your birth chart and astrology is that it's a tool of self-discovery. It's meant to help you discover who you are. And I think even Albert Einstein was like, if you really want to know about yourself and the universe, get your birth chart done. Like even freaking Albert Einstein said that. Mm-hmm. And I find it really helpful even when I'm meeting people for the first time, whether mm-hmm. it be business stuff or friends, personally or professionally, it's so helpful. Because mm-hmm. again, it's a language that describes someone's energy and how they're energetically primed mm-hmm. to show up mm-hmm. for things.
Yeah.
You know, so I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. And, I feel like that's like in, that's like, Alex is just like she's just like the cuddle bug.
She's a puppy. She's, like she's a bug. Puppy. The oh first gosh, time I met her.
Tell them about the puppy.
Oh my God.
Oh, yes.
Okay. The first time I met Alex, I was like, she's a puppy. Like if you go out with Alex and you want to leave by 8:30, just be prepared that you have to start saying goodbye to people at 8 o'clock, because she will hug and say goodbye to everyone that she loves. Okay. And it's true. So Scorpios, they're they either love you or they're gonna like
bite you.
Or bite you.
It's the scorpion.
It will sting you.
Yeah. So I was at a postpartum visit, and I was trying to help the mom breastfeed, but this dog just kept jumping on me, and the dad was like, you know, I'm really sorry. He's a lot, but he's a lover. He's either a lover or he's just like tearing up a toy. And I was like, he's definitely a, so I said, oh my God, is your dog a Scorpio? And he was like, yeah, he was born November 7th. And I was like, first of all, that's her birthday too. And my sister's birthday. But I was just like, I just felt this dog's energy. Like, I just knew it was a Scorpio. Like, I felt like I was with Alex. No offense.
Literally. Like, puppy energy.
Just like, puppy energy.
And like so energized. Explosive.
Yeah. It was just like really funny. And it's just like, everything has energy.
Yeah.
Everything
has energy. Yeah, so.
I love it. Well, you have to comment and tell us what your zodiac sign
is.
Meet your zodiac brothers and sisters in the comments.
Yeah, I love when it's like, find your birthday twin.
Yes.
Make sure you guys like, subscribe, share, do all of the things. We appreciate your time and energy and being here with us. And we're excited to like get on this ride with you.
Yeah.
And be part of this journey. So engage with us. We love it. We are here for it. We want to honor you, see you. You are safe here, so
yeah.
Allow it all.
Until next time.
Until next time.